WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival with generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust.
This is WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you how amazing classical music is. You probably listen to classical music all the time. It's everywhere. In your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies, video games, and so much more. During this show, you will enjoy lots and lots of wonderful classical music. Now, let's join our hosts, Jamie and Pamela, as they get ready to take you on a musical journey into the world of classical music. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Hello, Pamela.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very, very well. You know what? Summer's right around the corner.
It is, and many kids are already out of school.
Yay!
And headed on vacations. Ugh. Actually, we're going to Florida this year. Very excited. We're going to NASA to see Kennedy Space Center.
Well, you know, our program today might just be a little bit related to that.
No way.
Yep. Today, we're going to the moon and beyond.
But before we start, we need to thank our sponsors.
Thank you to the Carter Family Charitable Trust for their sponsorship of this entire season of radio programs. And this week, a special thank you to Virginia Gambale and Austin Feeney.
So, we're going to the moon?
Shh, listen carefully.
Today's the day for Apollo 99. All systems go. The crew, you. Destination, Moon.
Mission Control, where the countdown is now T-minus 30 seconds and counting. T-minus 25 seconds and we are still go for launch. Astronauts report, it feels good. 20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15 seconds, guidance is internal. T-minus 10, 9, 8, ignition sequence started. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engines running. Liftoff, we have a liftoff. Tower cleared. Apollo 99 has cleared the tower and has begun its musical journey to the moon.
Rocket rises. Slowly at first, then gathering speed. How heavy we feel. The pressure is enormous, as if a giant hand is pushing us right back in our seats as we pierce through the layers of cloud.
We'll be right back.
engines cut out. We're in orbit. We have time to look around now. Look, there is Earth. It seems strangely beautiful. Floating in black space. It's hard to believe. We check our instruments, for it is almost time for Apollo 99 to head for the moon. Oxygen supply good. Cabin pressure fine. Prepare to fire the rockets. On our curved path to the moon. Look, it's getting bigger and bigger. Check the instruments. How exciting! It won't be long now. Everything is going according to plan, and yet my ears feel numb. How strange. Is everything normal? Switch to backup system one. No change. Something's very wrong. We're off course. I've lost control. We're heading for the dark side of the moon. We're spinning and tumbling. We're gathering speed. Our spaceship is plunging wildly. The gyroscopes are out. Send the emergency signal. What's that? Listen. Gigantic waves of sound. They're outside the ship. We're tumbling over and over. Whatever has happened? how quiet it's become. There is no power. We're floating. Floating in space. How strange this side of the moon is. We have no communication with Earth now. This has been a very strange journey. All the instruments are registering zero, yet we are moving. But we're not afraid. Let's undo our belts. We're weightless. Look, we can float. Isn't this fun? I'm doing a somersault from one end of the cabin to the other. Here I am at the window. Look at that! We are turning as if in a dream. No, no, the stars are turning around the spaceship. No, I'm looking at it through dizzy eyes. It's our spaceship that's turning. What are those heavenly sounds I hear? Could it be the stars calling to us? Where are we? What strange place is this? Oh, look! Do you see that star? It's getting brighter all the time. It's coming closer. Hear sounds. I think they're coming from the star. Can you hear them? Voices singing far away. The star is moving faster. I know where we are. We are in Reverbia, that magic land where all the great music ever played is kept. For music never dies, you know. Even though we do not hear it anymore, it travels on forever. So here in Reverbia, we might hear sounds of music played hundreds of years ago. Look, the star is brighter still, and the voices are closer. What are they telling us? Oh, what is happening to the sky? Look, the stars are dancing. They've stopped. Look at the sky. It's different. The stars have all changed places. What's going on?
Wow, Pamela, that was exciting. Going to the moon.
And far, far off, with all of those stars around.
So many planets, like Saturn and Neptune and...
Jupiter? Jupiter. The next movement we're going to hear is all about Jupiter, and he is the god who brought jollity. So let's join them back into this story.
Hello? Is there anyone there? Oh, yes. Gosh, I'm late. Did I keep you waiting? I'm so sorry. We're supposed to appear after the stars have done their dance and settled into their new position, but I wasn't sure it was for me. But it was. This is my birthday sky, over Cheltenham in England, on September the 21st, 1874. My name is Gustav Holst. Everyone in my family was a pianist. My grandfather was a pianist. My uncle Gustav, whom I was named after, he played the piano too. He was a real rascal and got up to many tricks. I think he was fun. Once, there was a great big fancy dress ball in Cheltenham, and Uncle Gustav went to it with nothing on. Nothing! Everyone was shocked, and he was sent away to Glasgow, and I never saw him again. Was Adolf. He was a very good pianist too, but my goodness, he had a terrible temper and he thought of nothing but playing the piano. My mother had a hard time with him and she died when I was only 8. I was brought up by my aunt, my father's sister, who was horrid to me. Her name was Nina, and she didn't believe that boys should have toys and play. All she did was make me practice the piano and play scales. Day after day I would have to sit and practice, but I didn't mind, for I loved music. Faster and faster. sister she would make me play. She took great care with my music lessons. She scarcely gave me enough to eat. And my eyes were red, and my chest was weak, and there were times when I could hardly breathe, for she never looked after me properly. Sometimes when she sent me off to bed, I could hardly get up the stairs, and I would stumble and have to rest to catch my breath. But when I lay back on my pillows, exhausted from the climb, I would dream of all the music that I would write one day. My father got married again, and I was sent off to boarding school. When I grew up and left school, I loved to walk for hours in the country, in the Cotswolds that I loved best. I was happy in the country, for it brought me peace and joy. In the summer, green and lovely. In the winter, white with snow. I'd get up early in the morning, and I'd walk through fields and woods by the side of the rivers and near the murmuring brooks. Yes, I loved the English country with its fields of golden corn. Music that I would write. But you can't learn more in the country. You have to go to the town to study. I tried hard to get into all the music schools in London, but in the end I had to borrow money to pay my fees. But I did go. I went to London, where great teachers taught me to play and how to compose. But while I was busy composing, I forgot to feed myself, and I found it very hard to concentrate on anything but music. I got quite sick. My eyes were not seeing very clearly, and my arms ached terribly. But because I did not eat very well, strange things began to happen to my hands. When I woke up in the morning, they were stiff, and I couldn't use them properly. It seemed to get worse every day. My eyes grew worse, and my arms ached. One day, when I was trying to write down some music, I tried to pick up my pen, and it fell from my fingers. I couldn't hold it anymore. I sat with my head in my hands. Whatever would I do? How could anyone play my music if I couldn't write it down? I couldn't even play the piano anymore. I was very depressed. Then, one day, I tried something new. I fastened a pen nib to my finger and dipped it in the inkwell and tried to write. It worked! The moment I was able to write music, I was so happy I forgot all my pains. Then, I trained my left hand to write letters in mirror writing so that I could now write music and words with my new inventions. I also found out I could manage to play a trombone even if I couldn't play the piano. So I learned to play the trombone. One day, a beautiful girl came into my class, and she and I were married in 1901. Her name was Isabel, and she took care of me and made sure I had plenty to eat. And my eyes grew stronger, and even my hands were better, and I felt strong enough to compose my Planet Suite, the music you are listening to now. And the music that accompanied you on your takeoff in your rocket on your journey to the moon. Had you forgotten? You were on the way to the moon. For I must tell you that the time has come for me to leave you. Feel the power that's pushing your spaceship away from the dark side of the moon. Goodbye, musical travelers. Don't forget me. We'll be right back. the sound of bells is fainter. Our spaceship's steadier now. And look at the instruments. Everything's back to normal.
Musical journey, calling Apollo 99, can you hear me? This is Mission Control, I repeat, can you hear me? Over. Calling Musical Journey, calling Apollo 99, can you hear me? This is Mission Control, I repeat, can you hear me? Over.
This is Musical Journey, this is Apollo 99, we read you loud and clear. All systems normal. We are returning to planned flight pattern. We'll proceed with lunar landing as scheduled. Over. How exciting. We're going to land on the moon after all. All of you in the landing party, take your places in the LEM. Calling Mission Control. Landing party in place aboard Lunar Excursion Module Eagle. Over and out. Any moment now, we will leave the mothership and begin our descent to the lunar surface. Can you believe we are really going to land on the moon? Oh, listen! We can hear the astronauts talking.
75 feet. Guys looking good. Down a half. Pitch forward. 60 seconds. Lights on. Pitch. Down 2.5. Forward. Forward. 30 feet down, 2.5. Picking up some dust. 30 feet, 2.5 down. Straight shadow. 4 forward. 4 forward. Drifting to the right a little. 2.5. 30 seconds. Forward. Contact light. Okay, engine stop. APA at a descent. Host control, both auto descent. Engine command override off. Engine arm off. 413 is in.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Jamie, we've landed on the moon.
Yes, we have.
When you go to NASA, are you going to learn about the first moon landing?
I hope so. I've heard a lot about it, and I'm excited to have my kids learn.
Absolutely. Do you know it happened exactly 50 years ago in July 1969?
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
I didn't know that.
And you know what they say? It's incredibly quiet. So let's go back to our story and hear what happens on the moon.
We've stopped moving. The engines are off. How quiet it is. Come, let's tiptoe over to the window and peep out. Look. We're on the moon. Come over to this side. Isn't it mysterious? It must be time for our moonwalk. Space suits fastened? Everything in order? Right. Then we'll open the hatch and go. Take your time. Onto the ladder. Steady. Slowly does it. Down the steps. You're on the bottom rung now. One more step and you're on the moon. Move away slowly. Take your time. We all look exactly alike in our spacesuits, don't we? Let's spread out and collect our rock samples. Look! The surface is all powdery. See how it clings to your boots. Walk around a bit. Now look back and see your huge footprints in the moon dust. What a strange feeling. Footprints on the moon. Let's walk away from the lunar module and collect our rock samples. Daniel, you go with George over there. There are some strange shapes in that part. See them? Alexandra, you take Joanna and Ben. I think you had better search right here. See, there are some excellent rocks down here. Pick them all up and bring them carefully over to me. That's right. Good. Now, one by one, climb back into the LEM. I will wait until the last. Go slowly now. There you are. All safely up the ladder, and I will join you. There's the first rung. Wait a minute. There's another rock down there, and it's not like the others. It's glowing. Just a second. I'll go and get it. Here it is. I'm picking it up and turning it over in my hand. Goodness! I can't believe it! On the back of the rock, there's a signature! It says, Gustav Holst. May 25th, 1934. That's incredible. That's the day he left Earth. I'll bring it in and show it to you all. See, I climb up the ladder and inside. Come here. Look. This is really something to show them at home. Just a second. I'll take off my gloves and hold it in my hands. There. Crumbling away in my fingers. Oh. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have touched it. What's happened? It's all dust. Mm-hmm. But you did see it, didn't you? Didn't you? Of course you did. Now, everyone, take your place and strap yourself into your seat for takeoff. This is the most dangerous part of our mission. We must lift off the surface and dock with our spaceship again. It's time to say goodbye to the moon. It's time to go home. Joyfully, our spaceship sets off on its return journey to Earth. It's a happy journey, for we are going home. Hurtling through the skies like an arrow on our homeward journey. Even the skies seem friendlier now. We're so excited that we can hardly sit still in our seats. There's a meteor! Oh, how wonderful! I can hear a triumphant march welcoming us home. Look at the Earth. Isn't it beautiful? It's hard to believe that there are villages and cities, rivers and oceans and mountains. Seasides and countryside. People going about their business. People just like us. Tomorrow, that's what we'll be doing. finishing our homework, helping with the washing up, making the beds, doing the gardening. It seems unbelievable from up here. What's that sound? It's our parachutes. They're opening. Began our journey. As we make our descent, let's all plan our next adventure. One thing is sure, wherever we go, it will be a musical journey.
Wow, Pamela, that was quite a musical journey.
Do you know, Jamie, that the very first concert in the Newport Music Festival season this summer is entitled Musical Journeys?
Really?
How cool is that?
That is very cool.
Well, I don't know about you, but tonight, inspired by this beautiful music, the planets, I'm going to go outside and I'm going to stare at the stars.
But before you stare at the stars, we got to thank our sponsors.
Absolutely. Thank you so much to the Carter Family Charitable Trust and Virginia Gambale and Austin Feeney.
See you next time, everyone.
Bye.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll hear next time. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Gotta go. The concert hall doors are about to close. See you next time.
WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival with generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust.